Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and her reports. She said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I find myself in Laylatul Qadr, what shall I say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you must say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, which means, O Allah, you are the one who pardons, you love to pardon, so forgive me, grant me forgiveness. This is indeed an all-inclusive prayer wherein one begs Allah Ta'ala in his infinite grace that Allah should forgive his sins. What else would one require? Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say that to keep oneself busy on this night with dua is better than any other form of ibadah. Most important to make dua. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, says that one should not only remain busy with dua, but he should also take part in all other forms of ibadah. There's another opinion, such as the recitation of the Quran, salah and dua, prescribed devotions, etc. That means with other duas which we know. Thus, latter opinion is considered correct and closer to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, as already mentioned in the previous ahadith. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحت النار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبإيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. So in this ayat here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is commanding the believers, O believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, a very, very beautiful repentance. So alhamdulillah, tonight, as we have heard now also, that we should try, it's an odd night inshallah, and we hope that tonight is a big night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But one of the most important things to do on any odd night, and especially specifically tonight, is to make excessive istighfar in tawbah. There's nothing better than that. So inshallah, we'll make all the other ibadah, because each one of us are going to close our eyes one day. And that crossover moment to the other side, we want no trouble there. We want to have no issues. We want to have no matters between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are unresolved, unforgiven. So this is the night that we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allah. O believers, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. What kind of repentance? Tawbatan nasuha. So in other ayats you find Allah ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, for example, that all of you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah says, make tawbatan nasuha. So this word nasuha, actually, first of all, what is the meaning of the word tawbah? So we translate it as repentance. That's correct, that's the right word. But actually, the word tawbah means to go back. Literally, in Arabic, if you look at the word, tawbah means to go back. So where, what does that person do? He goes back from the disobedience from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why tawbah is called tawbah. So whatever sin we had committed, we are insan, not angels, and we've got shaitan troubling us there, we've got nerves pushing us on the side, we've got all other things, so we get carried away because of our weakness. We got involved in there, so what we do, we return, we go back. So that's what tawbah means. And the actual shari'i technical meaning of tawbah is to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing. Then the second thing is that nasuha. So the word nasuha, we normally translate it as a sincere tawbah. But also the word nasuha has got two different origins in the Arabic language. So the one word, it means to put back together and to stitch. So if a cloth tears, for example, then what we do, we stitch it up. So now looking at that meaning and bringing it onto this here, that now we have broken our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing a sin. Now we make the way in nasuha, we stitch it up again. Subhanallah. But it has to be a sincere tawbah. So that is what is very important. Our Shaykh rahimahullah, Hazrat Mullah Hakim Sahib, rahmatullah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah, used to say that when a person commits a sin, then he has broken his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if your connection is broken, you don't leave it. I mean, we know our phone connection breaks sometimes, then we go sort it out. Sometimes we dial immediately, say, sorry, what we say? We lost signal. Everybody must say that. I think, sorry, we lost signal. So we lost signal also, we made guna, we broke up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the water connection goes, breaks up. Then we start asking, is there water in this area, that area? We start looking, we phone the municipality and they come and connect. Hazrat also said this, he says that when you make a sin, then it is like you broke your wuzu. Now if a person is reading namaz, for example, right? And if his wuzu breaks, he doesn't go home and say, I'm not going to read namaz, this wuzu broke. What he does? He goes wuzu khana, makes wuzu and he comes back. So in the same way, we commit a sin, we broke connection, we tore the garment, as we will say. So now we go back. We go back and we say, let's fix it up. And in this way, we make tawbah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that tawbah al-nasuha has got approximately, I think he mentioned, 6 conditions. The first and most important is that a person must express remorse. Really feel bad about what we have done. Don't just do it as a ritual. I really feel bad. How could I go and, you know, break the command of that Allah who is so kind to me, who is showering so many blessings on me, who is so loving towards me, who is protecting me all the time, and he's got so many, many unlimited, infinite mercies on me. How can I go and break his command? So the first thing is, therefore, we must bring that into our mind and feel remorse. The second thing is, he says then, if a person has in any way violated or has shortchanged the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must fulfill it. For example, a person didn't reach salah, he must go and make it up. He must make qaza of it. You know, or he didn't pay his zakat, he must pay it. Or whatever else, whatever sin he made, in relation to Allah ta'ala, he must go and sort it out. Now a fellow is not making namaz, he makes qaza. He doesn't make qaza, he misses namaz after namaz. He makes tawbah, he says, Allah, make me maaf. I'm sorry what I did. But he doesn't make the qaza. That's incomplete. That is not tawbah al-nasuha. Then when it comes to human beings, if he had done anybody down, this is very, very important. Sometimes we do people down very audaciously, and sometimes we know we are wrong, then what we do is we just get the right lawyer, you know, who just knows how to operate for us. He's got the right words, got the right context also, he makes the files disappear and all those type of things. So then we can do that also. But just remember, when it comes to the rights of human beings, it is so bad that it's going to catch up with us on the day of Qiyamah if we're not careful. All our deeds are going to be. So tawbah al-nasuha will only be correct if we did something wrong to some human being. We ask him for maaf, and over and above that, then we also go and fulfill whatever we did him down with. Then the fourth one is, he mentions that you must go and, if you spoke bad about somebody with your tongue or in any other way you hurt somebody, then you must go and ask him for maaf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you forgiveness. Then the next one is that you must resolve in your heart with total sincerity to Allah, I will not do it again. I am not going to do it again. Now here again, shaitan comes and says, what you saying you're not going to do? You know you're going to do it again. So just get rid of shaitan from there. Our relationship with Allah is, I'm not going to do it again. If it happens again, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, my servant commits a sin, he comes back to me. He knows there is Allah who is going to forgive him. But we want to be sincere. It's called a firm resolution. And obviously the last one is that a person must not be in any way, you know, connected to that sin. That he's, for example, still, you know, he's got his fridge, for example, I'll just give you an example. He's drinking liquor, he makes serious tawbah, Allah, I'm not going to do it again. But the fridge is still full up there with the drinks, for example, right? So he must cut away everything, every door, every path that leads to that sin. So these are 6 things that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and made mention. Then other ulama and the mashayikh have made mention, some have reduced it to 3, but all of that is included in here. So tawbah al-nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of tawbah al-nasuha. Then Allah says, asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyatikum. That it is perchance, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate your sins. Now why Allah is not saying, definitely I'm going to forgive you? One is, what kind of a tawbah we made? So therefore, perchance. Number 2 is, perchance also means that we can't hold it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you know, I made tawbah, I want to know why my tawbah wasn't accepted. We can't go demand by Allah ta'ala. So it's left up in the hands of Allah. Asa rabbukum. Inshallah, Allah will hopefully, perchance, it is expected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And Allah is so forgiving, we know that the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very vast. And the rahmat of Allah ta'ala is most, you know, overpowering. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe away your sins, expiate. So So there are three things. One is tawbah, is repentance. Like I said, we go back and resolve not to do it. Istighfar is to seek forgiveness. That means through that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers very the literal meaning like I gave you of tawbah, and that means to cover and conceal. So all the sins will be covered. Yukaffiru ankum, it's wiped out totally, and it is actually changed with a good deed. Istighfar, Allah has forgiven, ghaffar, he conceals the sin. Qiyamah day, nobody will catch us out. Nobody will see anything. Now in this world we do wrong, the whole newspaper comes to know this guy was in court or he did this. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But when a person commits sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. So tawbah, istighfar, and kaffar. These are the three things. Then yukaffir ankum siyatikum wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Next one. Allah will enter you into jannat, into such guidance beneath which flow rivers. That, my brothers, today also with the dhalik al-fawzul azim. That is the greatest, greatest supreme triumph and success. That is what should be in front of us at all times. Nothing else. If we get that, my brothers, we've got everything. Doesn't matter how we left this world, what we owned, what we didn't own, where we weren't. But if we got that, then that is everything, my respected friend. That is where we came from, that's where we're going back. So we've got that. Then Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. That on that day, Allah Ta'ala will not. Allah will not disgrace the Nabi and those who are with him. Now, how Allah won't disgrace the Nabi? When we make sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala obviously never disgrace Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means Allah will not put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through embarrassment. Look at this ummati, that ummati. Look what he did. So Allah will forgive us and we will, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saved from that disgrace and we will also be saved from the disgrace on the day of Qiyamah. Again, the disgrace of this world is nothing. The disgrace of the day of Qiyamah is everything. And that is something we don't want. Then that other dua which we read yesterday, I made mention of, that when the mu'mineen, you know, when they are reading their, when they are walking on the bridge of Sirat, and at that time they see the munafiqin's light went off. Mu'mineen are also going to go into panic mode. So they say, this person's light went off, what about us? So they'll say, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, O our Rabb, complete for us, perfect for us our light. Don't let our light go off. Subhanallah. Imagine you're crossing the bridge of Sirat, thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword, journey of 5,000 up, 5,000 straight, 5,000 down, and your light goes. Scary. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they make this dua. So this is a dua we must make all the time. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. It's in the Quran at the end of Surah Tahrim today, which we read. Waqfir lana and forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. So this is the night where we seek forgiveness and we make tawbah. And really Allah loves it. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves the people who make tawbah. Allahu ashaddu farhan bi tawbati al-abd. Allah is very, very extremely pleased with the tawbah of his servant. More pleased than that woman who had no hope of ever giving birth. Can you imagine a woman, doctors told her, everything is messed up in your womb, you'll never ever be able to give birth. And then she gives birth, and then they told her, you are pregnant, now how happy she will get. Allah gets more happy with the tawbah of a believer, of more than that person who got lost in a desert with all his belongings lost, and then he found his belongings. How happy that person will get. In the desert there's no one, nothing to see you through, you think you're going to die now, finish. And then suddenly you find all your belongings, how happy. So Allah says he gets even more happier than that, my respected friends and brothers. So it is Allah. Allah is waiting for us to forgive us. There's one hadith. Inna Allah Ta'ala yabsutu yadahu bil-layli liyutuba musi' al-nahar. That Allah Ta'ala, you know, stretches his hands out. Now obviously Allah doesn't have hands like us, but it means this is a gesture of waiting. Bring, come, I want to forgive you. In the night, Allah stretches his hands out so that the sinners of the day can seek repentance. And this is not only today, this is every day. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيُتُوبَ مُسِيَ اللَّيْلِ. And he stretches and spreads his hand out, readily wanting to accept the repentance of all his servants who had committed sins at night. Till when? Not only one day, 2 days, only related to Qadr, no. حَتَّى تَتْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا. Until the time that the sun is going to rise from the west. In other words, that will be the last cut-off point for our tawbah to be accepted. So we're still hopefully far from that. Today we have the opportunity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. And once the tawbah is made, a تائب من الذنب كما لا ذنب له. That the one who makes توبة from his sins, there is no sin for such a person. So my respected friends and brothers, in addition to all the other du'as that we make, we go home, we read the kitab now also, that we must make ibadat, then let us make du'a for ourselves, for our, I don't know, for our akhirat, our qabr, our ending, our getting up on the day of qiyamah. There are so many situations we are going to be faced with. And right through, then make du'a for the whole ummah, make du'a for everyone, make du'a for the difficulties of the people of the world. Again, Palestine is in difficulty. Masjid al-Aqsa, we've been getting all the news in the past 2 days, what has been going on there. Make du'a for those people. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power can come and sort out those Yahudi zalimin, they're my respected friends and brothers. So make du'a, inshallah, Allah ta'ala accept. Inshallah, we'll make some dhikr here to encourage us, so that we go home and we are charged, and then we continue at home. And as much as you can,